Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is an episode in our Consistency 365 series. What I want to talk about today is how important it is to be dogged, relentless in your pursuit of what you want. And that has nothing to do with perfection, but everything to do with this decision that, look, no matter how many times I stumble, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many times I feel frustrated or I have crappy days, I'm not stopping. I had a conversation with somebody inside the consistency course the other day, and she used the word can't in the context of a change she wants to make in her life. She can't do it. Actually, she said, cannot. I cannot do it. I want it so bad, but for some reason, I cannot do it. And I asked her this. If I told you that I cannot improve my marriage, it's just not possible. Even though I want it, it cannot be done. How likely do you think I would be to move mountains to improve my marriage, to invest in resources, to put in the work? If somebody out there was relentless in their pursuit of improving their marriage, it's probably not the person who says it can't be done, right? If you told me that you cannot run a marathon, I'm going to guess that you're not the person out there training every day to run the marathon. You're probably not the person hiring a running coach and making it happen. David Goggins is an author, former Navy SEAL, just known for being relentless and defying the odds. And one thing that he wrote in his book is that no obstacle in front of me is greater than my will to conquer it. And I love that because it acknowledges that, yes, sometimes there are very real, significant, large obstacles in front of us. And every day we face obstacles that are small, whether it's a sick kid or an unexpected work deadline or a layoff or a breakup or a health challenge, all the time. But if you decide, and it is a decision, that you are someone who just believes and knows in your heart that there is no obstacle in front of you greater than your will to conquer it, then you will be that person that even when there are down days and even when you make missteps and even when there are setbacks and even when there are challenges, you're just not stopping. You know that there is a way. You might not know what the way is. You probably don't know what the way is, but there is a way. We have to have that mindset. I remind myself of this so often in my postpartum weight loss journey because it's not as straightforward as losing 130 pounds before. And losing 130 pounds, almost 10 years ago, was not easy. It was not effortless. But my life was a lot more simple then than it is now. And I was younger, right? But here's the deal. I'm just in it for life. And it doesn't really matter to me if it takes me a year to lose this weight or it takes me 2 years, it doesn't matter. I'm just in it. I'm in it. There's no obstacle in front of me that is greater than my will to conquer that obstacle. It doesn't matter to me if I have a bad day or I don't execute a plan or my hormones are jacked up. I'm just going to make it happen no matter how long it takes, no matter what gets in my way. And this is a perspective that we don't choose once. We have to choose this a million times. And it's not just about health, right? You can think that about your finances or your business or your relationships or absolutely anything. Things are going to come up. They're going to come up all the time. But there is no obstacle in front of me that is greater than my will to conquer it. I'm going to be the one that never stops, that doesn't quit, that doesn't throw in the towel, that doesn't throw pity parties. I'm just going for it. Everything that comes up in front of me, I will handle, and I will continue, and I will find a way. And the most important thing to take away from this is that is not a mindset that you opt into once. That is a mindset that you have to opt into, to adopt as your own, to remind yourself many, many, many times every single day, day after day. This is why community matters so much, you guys. It is so much easier to keep these kinds of things top of mind when there are other people in your life who are doing it. And that is one of the beautiful things about the internet, as many terrible things as there are on the internet. This is one of the great ones. You don't have to be in this by yourself. You don't have to do all of this reminding yourself. Whether it's the mastermind that I'm in for business or it's the consistency course that I'm in with a lot of you guys, I have people around me all the time who are choosing this mindset, who are reminding themselves. And when they remind themselves, they remind me. And so it becomes this force multiplier. Put yourself in the right rooms. There's no obstacle in front of you that can be greater than your will to conquer it. I'll see you tomorrow.